Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. Alaska's senators are unhappy with parts of President Trump's $1.15 trillion 2018 budget proposal, which boosts defense spending by $54 billion but disproportionately cuts programs that benefit Alaskans, especially in rural areas. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, both Republicans, noted that Trump's budget is a blueprint and that Congress holds the power of the purse. Trump's budget includes a big boost in defense spending, which both senators applauded. The Department of Veterans Affairs would get a $4.4 billion increase, and Homeland Security would get a $2.8 billion increase, most of which is targeted for Trump's proposed border wall with Mexico. Sullivan said Trump's proposal also cuts agencies that have stifled economic growth over the last 8 years. However, Sullivan said that some of the specific cuts in this budget disproportionately target rural economies across our country, including in Alaska, and some don't align with the commitments made by members of the Trump administration during their confirmation process and hearings. Murkowski said she likewise cannot support many of the proposed cuts in Trump's skinny budget. Those cuts include targeted air quality grants such as the one recently announced to combat Fairbanks pollution problems, and infrastructure assistance to Alaska Native villages, all administered under the Environmental Protection Agency. It also zeroes out specific National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration grants, including the Sea Grant Program, a network of programs that conduct coastal research through 33 universities, including the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The Alaska House has shut down debate on the state budget. As APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports, yesterday's House floor session was the culmination of weeks of frustration on both sides of the aisle.
Members of the mostly Democratic majority say they've allowed more amendments to the budget than in any session that any current House member has seen. But Republican minority caucus members say they've never seen a majority limit the number of amendments or the budget debate. House Minority Leader Anchorage Republican Charisse Millett says Speaker Bryce Edgman unfairly limited debate.
It's unfortunate because I think he's a reasonable guy up until today. I've never seen a speaker do this before.
Some of the conflict may be the result of the change in partisan control of the House. Edgman is the first Democratic speaker since 1993. Edgman says the majority acted to limit debate when it appeared the minority would extend debate for days at a time when the House faces other pressing issues.
It's also debate that follows on the heel of a very robust subcommittee process as well as a finance committee process that found, at least in my memory, a record amount of budget amendments to be offered. And all this in the midst of Alaska being in a fiscal crisis.
The first 40 minority amendments would have cut about $50 million from the $4.3 billion state budget. The majority rejected all of the cuts. Republican minority members say there's nothing more pressing than to make more cuts before considering actions like making changes to the permanent fund. House Rules Chairwoman Gabrielle Ledoux made the motion to end debate at noon on Friday. It passed along caucus lines, 22-18. She says it was apparent that the minority was engaging in a filibuster, which is a term for making speeches to prevent action.
So we just decided basically that enough was enough.
Friday will be the fifth day of debate on budget amendments. Majority members say the legislature should complete work on the budget and move on to bills that would draw money from the permanent fund. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Governor Bill Walker said the state will not be able to provide health insurance coverage for the 30,000 people covered by Medicaid expansion if federal funding disappears. Walker made the comments as congressional Republicans rolled out a broad plan to scale back the Affordable Care Act. The comments focused mainly on the fate of Medicaid expansion, a program Walker made a critical part of his 2014 campaign. Under expansion, which Walker accepted in 2015, the state opened eligibility for its low-income health coverage program. To date, Walker said some 30,000 people have accessed coverage under the measure. Walker said if funding disappears for them, as is planned in the Republican health care bill during the next few years, the state can't afford to step in. The potential repeal of Medicaid expansion was one of the reasons Alaska Republicans cited in their opposition to accepting Medicaid expansion, but Walker said he doesn't regret the move, noting that 3 years of coverage is better than none. Walker noted that he's met Alaskans who've had major life-saving procedures thanks to Medicaid coverage. The proposed legislation would scale back Medicaid benefits while also substantially cutting federal assistance for people purchasing insurance on the individual market. According to analysis done by the Kaiser Family Foundation, a 40-year-old making $30,000 in the Fairbanks North Star borough would receive nearly 75% less assistance from the federal government for insurance. The subsidy would go from $11,250 per year to a tax credit based only on age of $3,000 per year. Walker was particularly critical of plans that don't take into account Alaska's higher health care costs. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.